In today's circus, you wonder what's in the center ring. A who's in the freak show.
Oh, yeah, the freak show. That's what a lot of this is. So let me give you some pointers on what it's going to take for Donald Trump to win Michigan and win in 2020. Because right now, despite what they might tell you in the polling, and they'd say that, you know, Joe Biden would win and Bernie Sanders would win, it's not true, and it won't happen. Of course, they told you that Donald Trump would never be nominated by the Republican Party, first of all. After he was nominated, he couldn't possibly win. And after he did win, they told you he cheated. None of which was true. None of which turned out to be true at all. So keep that in mind. But there are some things that will help him maintain the White House, a few points that I've been working on. So when I get a chance to talk to him in person, we'll have a chance to go over these. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it will happen. Obviously, you can point to no collusion and no obstruction. That's a nice point. But you have to talk about the things that people care about, because with the Mueller report now in the rearview mirror, I mean, they're going to release the report at some point, and the Democrats and the dishonest news media will run that through the grist mill to try to create something out of it. But the autopsy will not change the outcome, and the outcome is it's over. So health care is going to be a big conversation the president's going to focus on. He's concerned about health care, and he should be. Now, I don't believe that government should be involved with health care at all, but that ship has sailed. You can't come out and say we want no government involvement in health care. It'd be a loser politically, and it would leave us in worse shape as a general rule. So, with the government involved, you need to make their involvement as productive as possible with doing no damage. So, health care is going to be on the agenda, and it's important that it is. And the president says he's going to bring health care to the nation in a better way. I want to go back to bite number four on this. The president talking yesterday about changing policies that will actually work for the American people. This is critical, and it's part of a five-point plan for him to win in Michigan and across the country. Bite four, go.
Obamacare is a disaster. It's too expensive by far. People can't afford it. And the deductible is horrible. So the premiums cost too much. The deductible is horrible. The only difference between now and the other administration is that we're administering Obamacare very well. So we've made it better, but it's still horrible, no good. It's something that we can't live with in this country because it's far too expensive for the people.
All right, so you're going to focus on healthcare. You'll hear some of those points tonight. You'll hear a lot of that tonight as they're crafting that message. Now, those on the media that's not to be trusted anymore, they'll tell you, well, there never was a plan, and Donald Trump shocked everybody by coming out with the idea that they'd go after health care again. I don't think it shocked anybody. The economy is another pillar of the 5 points to win in Michigan and across the country. I mean, if you look at his accomplishments, they're pretty significant. The first major tax reform signed in 30 years. Over 500 companies announced bonuses, wage increases, new investment. Businesses have invested $500 billion in new American projects and employees. More than 5 million American workers have increased wages, bonuses. $1.5 trillion in tax cuts to individuals, $3.2 trillion in gross tax cuts. Plus, the child tax credit doubled. A family of four making $73,000, for example, gets a $2,000 tax cut. Doubling their savings, doubled the standard deduction, repealed the individual mandate, and the list goes on and on about what's been accomplished in the economy. Then it comes to national security, and we're going to get to this because those in charge of the border say that we're at the breaking point. The Customs and Border Patrol Commissioner says the El Paso border is at the breaking point. We'll talk about that. More than 8,000 have been arrested this week already. Think about that. Over 8,000 illegal aliens have already been arrested this week trying to come into the country. Many of them were detained, arrested, and then set free. Let go into the country because there's no place to put them because the facilities are full. There's a full-on crisis at the border, regardless of what the Democrats may tell you. And then, of course, you have foreign policy achievements that you go into under the heading of national security. And then I want to talk about, do you remember back in the day, are you old enough to remember on Sundays they had the pregame, NFL pregame, and they would have, you know, the team on one side and the team on the other side, and they would say running backs, and they'd either give it to the Rams or the Raiders, right? And quarterback, Rams or Raiders. They go down those, and at the very end of all that, because they'd go through different offensive and defensive advantages for one team over the other, and they would predict who was going to win the football game. And at the end of that, at the bottom, there's a thing called intangibles. You know, the team's spirit. Were they on a roll? Did they have a winning streak? Did something good happen? Something bad? The intangibles of who would pull out the victory, right? And here's where I'm going to give you an intangible. It's part five of the five-point plan to win Michigan and win the country for the president. And that's talking about American pride. What brings us together. Things that we can find commonality in. You know, things like enjoying the cleanest, greenest nation on earth, which we are. Despite what the environmental justice warriors would tell you, look around America. Look at the national parks. Talk about the new hunting and fishing opportunities that were signed into law by this president just a couple of weeks ago. More hunting and fishing opportunities. Incredible national parks. The oceans. The lakes. The rivers. The pride of America. These are things he should talk about as well. He should talk about the greatness of America, the greatness of our people, the people that came before us, and the people that will come after us because we laid a solid foundation for them to also be successful and to thrive as Americans. So healthcare, the economy, national security, no collusion, no obstruction, and American pride and who we are as a country and what brings us together to give us this pride, because America still is the last best place on earth, period. Expect to hear a lot of these themes tonight at Van Andel. Again, the president coming to Michigan. The first stop, post-Mueller, it's going to be a wild victory celebration. I guarantee it. I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll be there. And so, in effect, you'll be there too, because I'll tell you about it tomorrow, even if I'm a little bit tired. The Steve Gerber Show.